Welcome back to the series of All About Coding, and you are listening to SciTech. Today we will discuss about Android. What is Android? Android is a stack of software for mobile devices, which includes an operating system, middleware, and some key applications. The application executes within its own process and its own instance of Dalvik virtual machine. Android application architecture has the following components. They are as follows: services, intent, resource externalization, notification, content provider. Services will provide background for functionalities. Intent will provide the interconnection between activities and data passing mechanism. Resource externalization includes string and graphics. Notification includes light, sound, icon, notification, dialog box, and toast. Content provider will share the data between applications. An activity in Android performs action on the screen. If you want to do any operations, we can do with activity. Now, what is APK format? The Android packaging key is compressed with classes, UIs, supportive assets, and manifest. All files are compressed into a single file is called APK. What is intent? Intent is connected to either the external world of application or internal world of application, such as opening PDF is an intent and connect to the web browser, etc. What is an explicit intent? Android explicit intent specifies the component to be invoked from activity. In other words, we can call another activity in Android by explicit intent. Implicit intent doesn't specify the component. In such case, intent provides information of available components provided by the system that is to be invoked. Every application must have an Android manifest.xml file in its root directory. The manifest file presents essential information about your app to the Android system. Information the system must have before it can run any of the app's code. Android application has written using the Java, Android SDK, and C or C++ Android NDK. ADT stands for Android Development Tool. This is useful to develop the application and test the application. Now, what are the tools are placed in Android SDK? Android SDK collaborated with Android Emulator, DDMS, Dalvik Debug Monitoring Service, AAPT, Android Asset Packaging Tool, and ABT, Android Debug Bridge. Now, what is View Group in Android? View group is a collection of views and other child views. It is an invisible part and the base class for layout. In Android, service is like as an activity to do background functionalities without UI interaction. Now, what is content provider in Android? A content provider component supplies data from one application to another on request. Such requests are handled by the methods of the Content Resolver class. A content provider can use different way to store its data, and the data can be stored in databases, in files, or even over a network. There are three notifications available in Android: Toast notification, Status Bar notification, and Dialog notification. Toast notification will show a pop-up message on the surface of the window. Status bar notification will show notification on a status bar. Dialog notification is an activity release notification. A container in Android holds object, widgets, labels, field, icons, button, etc. In Android, ABT acts as a bridge between emulator and IDE. It executes remote shell commands to run application on an emulator. Now, what is ANR in Android? ANR stands for application is not responding. Basically, it is a dialog box that appears when the application is not responding. An adapter in Android is used to create child views to represent the parent view items. A shared preference are the simple mechanism to store data in XML documents. The key components in Android structure are Linux kernel, libraries, Android framework, and Android applications. Layouts are placed in Android in the layout folder. Layouts are placed as XML files. We can change bitmap image in 9 section as 4 corner, 4 edges and axis with the help of 9 patch image tool in Android. Also, there are 4 exceptions available in Android: inflate exception, surface.outofresource exception, surfaceholder.badSurfaceType exception, and windowsManager.badToken exception. The order of dialog box in Android are positive, neutral, and negative. The different storages available in Android are shared preference, internal storage, external storage, SQLite databases, and network connection. Sticky intent in Android is also a type of intent which allows the communication between a function and a service. For example, send sticky broadcast function is perform the operation after completion of intent also. How to translate in Android? Android uses Google Translator to translate data from one language to another language and placed as string while development. Use of WebView in Android is UI component that can display either remote web pages or static HTML. You can't run Java bytecode in Android because Android uses DVM, that is Dalvik Virtual Machine, rather than JVM, that is Java Virtual Machine. If you want, we can get access to .jar file as a library. Android provides a unique ID to all application, that is Linux ID. This ID is used to track each application. Now, how to change the application name after its deployment? It is not truly recommended to change application name after its deployment. If we change, it will impact on all other internal components. An application resources are JSON, XML, bitmap, etc. You can inject these files to build, process, and can load from the code. To launch an activity in Android, we use intent. Also, we can pass the data to sub-activities using the bundles. A singleton class in Android is a class which can create only an object. That object can be shareable to all the other classes. A fragment is a piece of an activity. If you want to turn your application 360 degrees, you can do this by fragment. A sleep mode in Android means CPU will be sleeping and it doesn't accept any command from Android device except radio interface layer and alarm. Android is customized Linux 3.6 kernel. Now, how to update UI from a service in Android? Use a dynamic broadcaster receiver in the activity and send a broadcast from the service. Once the dynamic receiver is triggered, update UI from that receiver. Folders that are important in Android project are Android manifest.xml, build.xml, bin, folder src, folder res folder, and assets folder. In Android, application widgets are miniature application views that can embed in another application, such as the home screen, and receive periodic updates. This view has referred to as widgets in the user interface, and you can publish one with an app widget provider. You can find any view element in your program with the help of Find View by ID. A drawable folder in Android is a compiled visual resource that can be used as backgrounds, banners, icons, splash screen, etc. There are two types of flag to run an application in Android. First, flag underscore activity underscore new underscore task. Second, flag underscore activity underscore clear underscore top. So that was all for the brief introduction of Android in today's session. Stay tuned with your curiosity for the next session. Peace out.